United Nations said today more than 3,500 people have been killed in Syria's crackdown on protesters. Syrian activists say it's closer to 4,000. Reliable numbers are hard to come by because it's almost impossible to report from Syria right now. Producer Wael Debus and reporter Ramita Navai of our partner program PBS Frontline posed as tourists to enter Syria. They interviewed activists and victims of the violence. They also spoke with defectors from the Syrian army who say they were ordered to shoot protesters. Ramita Navai has this report.
About 70% of the Syrian army is made up of men who've been drafted. The opposition claims thousands of them are deserting. Rebels in Libya had Benghazi, but in Syria, the opposition has no safe place. If you defect from the army and can't make it to Turkey, you have no place to hide. I travelled to the countryside, I can't be any more specific than that, to meet four soldiers who are now on the run. For their safety, we can't identify them, and we've altered the original audio of their voices.
What were your orders?
At more than 40 demonstrations, the people came out, and we were commanded to shoot. If we refused to shoot, the militia would shoot us. I don't know if I killed anyone or not, but I did shoot at demonstrations, and there were a large number who died. Children and women, a lot of people died.
This man was stationed in Reef Damascus, the suburbs of Damascus. Two of the other deserters were stationed in Dera in the south, and the last man was stationed in Tartus on the coast in the north. They still had their government-issued identity badges and their uniforms. They all claimed they had deserted because they were forced to fire on protesters.
We stood at the front, and the militia and security forces, Assad's gangs, were behind us. If we didn't shoot at protesters, they would shoot us. I saw with my own eyes when my friend beside me refused to shoot at the protesters. A sniper shot him in the head.
These soldiers' stories fit a familiar pattern, says Osama Manajed, a member of the opposition Syrian National Council in London.
Many of them, naturally, will be coming from that town or that city. And they will defect and refuse to shoot and kill civilians. So the intelligence from second row would shoot at them and kill them. You know, most of those soldiers who were killed were shot from behind. And you have all the videos and the doctors explaining how we're shot from a very close proximity and from behind, quote-unquote, executed, because they refused to shoot.
The stories of the soldiers I spoke with can't be independently verified, but they maintain that many deserters are joining the revolution.
We want to fight the regime. If we were given arms, we would use them. We hope for an armed revolution.
According to Murhaf Jujati, a Syrian-born specialist on Middle Eastern affairs, men like these are swelling the ranks of a group called the Free Syria Army.
The Free Syria Army is a result of defections of Syrian soldiers from the regular army. They are defecting because they fear being shot, as some of their colleagues have been, by the security forces for refusing to shoot against civilians. And as a result, you do have defections in the thousands.
Many experts we spoke with are skeptical of those numbers, and the young men I spoke with had not joined the Free Syria Army, which is reportedly being coordinated in Turkey. Whatever the numbers, analysts like David Lesh worry about adding more armed fighters to the situation.
What I fear is the increasing militarization of the opposition, more and more arms being sent into Syria, more defectors from the Syrian army, militarizing and weaponizing the situation where it does become an all-out civil war.
The soldiers I talked to told me that President Bashar al-Assad will not fall without war. But even if the Free Syria Army really has the 10 to 15,000 troops it boasts, it still faces security forces totaling more than 300,000, forces that are very experienced at putting down uprisings. For Frontline and the world, I'm Ramita Navai.